AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In a speech to Ukraine's parliament, President Volodymyr Zelensky told lawmakers the country's Western partners are increasing pressure to negotiate with Russia, hinting it would be unfavorable to Kyiv. Karen Chamas reports he outlined a five-point victory plan.
Zelensky says his plan to win his country's fight against Russia's invasion could bring peace next year, but it contains a step that some crucial Western allies have so far refused to approve, inviting Ukraine to join NATO before the war ends. Western partners have so far stopped short of publicly voicing their support for it, despite Zelensky's efforts. This particular point could be seen as the most ambitious and the most likely to make Western allies balk. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israeli airstrikes pounding Lebanon again. Officials say at least 27 people killed over the past 24 hours. The Israeli military says it targeted Hezbollah command centers and weapons facilities embedded in civilian areas. And it says the militant group launched more than 90 projectiles toward Israel today, wounding four. In the presidential campaign, Donald Trump scheduled for a town hall-style event on Univision. Last night in Atlanta, he told supporters,
Kamala's migrant invasion, and that's what it is also devastating our great African-American community, stealing American jobs, crushing wages, undercutting the voting power of our own citizens, and bringing drugs, crime, and death to our country. And the African-American community and the Hispanic community is being devastated with the jobs.
Vice President Kamala Harris campaigning in Pennsylvania with Republican supporters, including former Congressman Adam Kinzinger.
This guy is the ultimate boat anchor around Republicans' necks, and we know it. This election, no doubt, is going to be close, and every vote's going to count, especially right here in Pennsylvania, and especially amongst the patriotic Republicans that are willing to put country over party.
This is AP News. If you have clear skies, could see something special tonight. The AP's Marcia Dunn says look west.
A supermoon, when the moon comes a little bit closer to Earth at the time of the full moon. And a comet discovered last year is leaving our neighborhood, but this week is the week to see it even with the naked eye. The place to look for the comet is going to be in the western sky. The best time is maybe 45 minutes after sunset, wherever you are, just above and to the right of Venus in the evening sky. So there are some concerns among scientists that the glare of the moon could obscure part of the comet's tail, but you'll still see the nucleus, the head of the comet. It's very rare to have a really visible, bright comet so close to Earth passing by at the same time of a supermoon, so a great two-for-one.
That's AP aerospace writer Marcia Dunn, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.